If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
He's a travel expert, and I know we all think, oh my God, what a job, but it has got to be a grind. Where are you today, Peter?
Believe it or not, I'm in the middle of the Papagayo Peninsula at a place called Necoe, which is a Ritz-Carlton reserve in the middle of Costa Rica.
Oh, wonderful. I found the people in Costa Rica to be lovely.
The best. Unbelievably the best, but this is 900 species of animals here. We got monkeys in the trees and whales breaching in the Pacific. Yeah, I wish I could stay longer. I'm only here literally about 12 hours, but boy, what an experience.
Oh, see, that's why it's a grind. We all think that you lived the life of Riley, as my mom would say, but I would be horrified if I could only be there 12 hours.
By the way, I still remember The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix.
So, Peter, tell me about Southwest Airlines plus size policy. Is it true their seats are 15 point something inches to 17 inches? And if our office seats are 22 to 24 inches, what the heck?
Right. Look, all the airline seats have gotten narrower. Americans have gotten wider. It's happened at the same time. And the Southwest Airlines dimensions are not much different than every other airline in the back of the plane. So we have a problem. You know, there's only so much a seatbelt seat extender can handle before you are either A, infringing on other people's space or creating a real problem in the event of an evacuation where you are literally blocking the exit.
So now through Southwest, you will be able to buy two seats in advance, be guaranteed those seats. If for some reason there are open seats on the plane, you will be reimbursed. Is that true?
Yeah, and that, by the way, that policy has more or less been around with Southwest for a while, but now they're making it more formal. I happen to think it's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, not bad at all. And I saw that some passengers are suing Delta and United because they didn't get a window seat or there were no windows in that row.
Well, it's worse than that. Anybody who goes online and make a seat reservation on a plane, they go to your seat chart that the airline provides, and lo and behold, every seat has a price on it. And you pay a preferred price the closer you sit to the front of the plane, in many cases, if you want a window. But the seat charts are not telling the truth because they've added so many seats to the actual aircraft, the configuration has changed, and a lot of people who book a window seat end up sitting next to a wall with no window. That's the case here where one of the airlines charged the passenger up to $169 to essentially sit next to a wall. It actually gets worse than that because the airlines determined the seat that's closer to the front of the plane is also a preferred seat, even if it's the dreaded middle seat. Who wants to pay a $69 premium to get scrunched in the middle? So, you know what? I'll be interested to see if this case ever gets to court. My guess is it'll be settled way before court because no airline wants to set legal precedent on that.
I saw on petergreenberg.com about pet-friendly cruises and ferries. I know that now college students at some universities can actually bring a pet and have that pet live in their dorm room. Are we opening up to animal lovers now and allowing people to travel with their animals more than we did in the past?
You know what? It's become an economic imperative. Animals are members of our family. And as long as you're willing to pay for it, remember, if you want to bring an animal on a plane, you pay for it, unless you're trying to pull an emotional support animal scam, which you can't do that often anymore. But if you're willing to pay for it, guess what? Fluffy and Fido get to go with you.
That's pretty fun. I know you always hate when I ask you about the latest travel warnings. Of course, it's involving Mexico again, except this one's a little different, where they're telling you not to travel at night in between towns, not to travel alone, not your standard travel warning out of Mexico. They're talking about kidnappings and that type of thing. Is there really anything we need to be worried about?
Well, you know, to be honest, I've been going to Mexico for more than 40 years. I never travel between cities at night, whether I'm alone or not. You know why? Too many drunks on the road. Too many people driving while intoxicated. Why would you do that? So it's not exactly a new warning. It may have new implications, but the point is, it's basic common sense. Don't do it.
And how do we save money on travel this fall? Where are we going if we want to get out of town? or a weekend or a week without dropping a bundle of money?
Well, I got a surprise for you because it kicks in October 5th. The airfare sales have already started. With international flights, we're looking at fares L.A. to Paris for $132 one way, what? New York to London for $129 one way. Want to go round trip? Just double that to $258. That you can't go from Chicago to Des Moines for that. So
no.
You're going to see a huge sale on fall airfare sales, especially overseas. You can act on them starting tomorrow. They don't kick in until October 5th, and they'll run more or less to around the 1st of December.
And where do we find that type of thing? I mean, tell me, because I would fly to Paris for a weekend, even if I only had 30 hours there, if I could do it for under $500.
Well, what you want to do is check with some of the other airlines like Norse Atlantic. They're flying out of New York. They're flying out of L.A. You're seeing some of the other low-fare carriers flying out of O'Hare. And you know what? They actually do it. And you'll find it on their website. It's kicking in already. It's for fares that start on October 5th.
Thank you so much, Peter. Travel safe. And thank you so much for joining us.
You got it. Thank you, Lisa.
You will hear him this weekend on WGN from 1 to 3. And, of course, you can always keep up with all of the news that he publishes on petergreenberg.com.